listening to Happer and Shaper on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right. The mics are full and the hearts are full.
So let's get this straight, Gaskins. You talked to Gaskins and you're leaving the station?
I don't know how Gaskins knew that.
I had no idea that you were leaving the station.
Yeah, exactly.
It was good to hear Gaskins.
Tom and Bacher here. Welcome. Unfortunately, I have bad news. We're going to basically just eat the first segment of your show.
That's all good. Right. It's our last one.
Maybe
it's no big deal.
Go 3 hours. Let's just go. Let's go.
Mark is here as well.
Hey, guys.
He's going to try and get me to cry or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know why you issued the challenge.
I mean, it probably won't be that difficult.
He's like Oprah.
I'm a crier.
He can get anybody to cry.
I'm a crier. I cry at happy things, too. I don't sad cry.
Have you ever cried on this show before? Let me a legitimate
ooh,
cry.
Ooh, that's a good question, Tom.
Mike?
I can't think
ever
of
cried
any.
In radio before.
I got really choked. This wasn't with the ticket, but I did an interview after Sam Foltz's death.
Oh,
and
wow. That
we
would
were,
do it. That
we
would
were
do
talking
it.
About him, and like it just hit me really hard at the end of it. And so you get the really choked up voice thing.
Right.
And like people can kind of tell that it's like right on the edge of it.
Oh, that
but,
would do it.
Outward sobbing? No, I have not.
I don't think so.
Happy tears might be what we're going for.
I was
going
to say, Connor, is this happy tears or sad tears that are going to be coming? Because they're coming, but
oh, it's both.
Both.
It's
one eye happy, one eye sad.
Right. That's how it usually works.
Okay.
Yeah. But nah, man, I want to thank everybody, everybody, and that's everybody. That's people who've listened or, like I said earlier on Twitter, lied about listening. I love people who's like, oh yeah, I listen to your show every day. I was like, no, you don't. There's no way you listen to the show every day. What did I say today?
Like, are you like, tell me your 9 favorite bits?
Right, exactly.
Ready, go.
But even that, that's all been appreciated. Anybody who's ever come up to me, and then, of course, everybody here. And like I said, that's everybody. And we've had a lot of different people that I've come across and. This experience has been so enjoyable to me, and it's hard for me to put it in context because I don't know anything else. This is what I know.
Connor, we were counting all your co-hosts. And I don't mean to interrupt your goodbye here and your thank yous,
yeah,
but we were
ahead.
Counting all your co-hosts. We forgot to include Bach in the list of co-hosts.
Yeah, Bach and I did a Saturday
morning
show.
I was going to say somehow
yeah.
you didn't, but you did Saturday. So is there someone you haven't been with at this point? I think we're
nine
at nine.
Nine.
Several. Yeah.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Thank you.
That's a ticket record.
Each one of you, Mark even.
Oh, that's true. 10 if you include me.
Yeah. Everyone that
shortest
I
shortest co-host.
Everyone that I could see with my eyes right now, with the exception of Rico, I guess, who has been on all of these shows.
Yeah, right. You might as well.
Yeah, so that's everybody. But yeah, I don't know if that's a compliment or not. But
if this is like a co-host Survivor or Hunger Games or something like that. Like I think you made it to the end.
Well, it does mean a lot. It does mean a lot to be able to, I mean, in radio to be able to work with different people, right? I mean, and you could just throw anybody in with Happer, get a conversation going, and make good radio. So that's what it speaks to in my mind.
That's nice. That's super nice. I don't know. I don't have much else left to say. Thank you to everybody here. I won't be too much of a stranger. I'll still be around, still tweeting about Husker football and in my really dumb way, and live tweeting all my just random thoughts, like "What a game!" Schaefer on Twitter.
Wow.
So, so yeah.
Are we sure? No, Connor, we're not. What are you watching? What is this?
Nobody knows what you're actually talking about. So that's not going anywhere. As Gaskins so eloquently put, I won't be going very far. So you'll be able to hear me somewhere. So, I can't really put into words what this place has meant to me and how great it's been.
I think you always remember. I mean, I've been in radio for a couple of days, and
you seem so good at it. Very natural.
Some days. But you always remember your first gig too, and
yeah.
when it leads to something really special, like you have down the road, wherever that may be.
Thank you, Sal.
It's you always remember that because this place did. I mean, and not just you, but Jake Sorensen and you know John Gatt. So many of us really kind of grew here. I mean, I had never done sports talk radio before this, and man,
now you're a pioneer of
now it's right. I mean, well, it just it was so fun to be a part of being a pioneer of it because it was this thing was built around Adrian Fiala. I mean, I think we have to think back to that time and realize we probably wouldn't exist without Adrian Fiala. That's where we kind of got the money or the idea to think this could go somewhere. And now where it's gone from there, I still thank Adrian a lot because of what he did for all of us. I mean, him showing up with the newspaper clippings every day, the full newspaper.
And the I was saying the yellow legal pads. I think we had those sitting in that back room for several years.
And you were part of that. And you started as an intern. And, man, probably the most, you know, one of the most talented guys in this room.
One
of the four most talented guys in this room.
I got lucky as far as the ticket is concerned. I got lucky because I didn't have to be on the ground floor like you and Jake and everybody else that was here from the start. We kind of knew what we were doing by then, and there was a lot of great people, and there still is, but there was a lot of great people in the building at the time doing awesome stuff, and so I got to just weave my way in a little bit to an already somewhat established product. So I got in at the right time, and I'm not out at the right time. This thing's gonna go. So stay tuned for that. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what's happened next year and watching a little bit from afar, but not too far.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, say some stuff.
I'm gonna start with Mike because I feel like you're getting lost in this shuffle.
Today's not about me. Well, it's about Tom.
But we are losing you two, at least in a daily sense, and. Mm-hmm. I've really appreciated – I'm from day one, you approached us about coming and joining our team, which one, meant a lot that we were doing something that you wanted to be a part of, and you have only added to it in the 2.5 years since you've been here. I mean, I think about our idea board over there, you know. More of your ideas have come to fruition than anybody else's. It's because they're good ideas.
Except for one.
Which one?
We did bring Mark back.
Yeah, that was a great idea. I'm really glad you brought me back from COVID. Back. So thank you for that. Wouldn't have happened without you. But I mean, that's what you've brought to the team is you throw everything up on the idea board and it includes really good ideas. No, it includes some stinkers too.
Yeah,
but among that, I mean,
a few.
Pawnee Plunge was a hell of a day, right?
Yeah,
like you put that together, you know, the fastest hour and the Hot Wheels and like these are Schaefer ideas that have been brought to life. So I love watching that from you, from your brain to fruition, and I'm excited to see what else you come up with in the future because you're a great idea man.
If you want, it can be like the joke writing thing. I can just sell you some ideas. You can pay me like $10 and I'll give you 15
Come
ideas.
Come in once a week for an hour, write some stuff on
the
board.
And that's a good deal, actually, right there. Just sign the deal before he changes his mind.
He like Goodwill Hunting. He just goes in, does the, you know.
Yeah.
Can we work on a commission basis? Because like I need some proof of performance. Okay. I don't like cash up front.
I might take that $10, 15 idea deal.
Just come in once a week, write some stuff on the board, and there's your work.
That's right.
So we're gonna miss that. It's gonna leave a hole.
That.
Also, your on air presence, I suppose. But the rest of it, it's gonna be tough. You're not easily replaced. Then we get to Connor.
Yeah, we got to go too. We got to let these guys have a show.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you trying to cut me Overrated. Off before I talk about you?
No, talk about me.
Thank you.
Gladly,
Connor. The year was 2014.
The Royals were about to win the American League wildcard game.
You came in as an intern and you never left, which is why you were great at being an intern and turned it into a great career. I still use you as an example anytime I talk to college kids or high school kids or potential interns. I say, look at what Connor Happer did, the way he went about his business, the way he said yes to every opportunity that was presented to him, did it with a smile, with humor, with your signature, whatever that package is. You brought it to everything that you did. You gave it 100% effort every single time. You turned that internship into a production role. You forced me to be friends with you. Like, that's how I remember it anyway.
That's a lot.
You kind of just
big statement.
sat by my side and said, "This is the Hapstakiv now. Yeah. We are best friends."
Yeah.
And I fought it, said, "No, this is Studio B. How dare you?" But you won, like you always do, you know, because you've got that way about you that just turns people into fans, you know. So internship turned to production, turned to morning show, turned to midday show, turned to PD, turned to drive time, turned to 10 different co-hosts, and all of it just at the top level, you know. You at one point said to me, like Mark, I kind of feel like I'm the best person here. which
was this on his third day?
Yeah, right.
It took a full week.
You said, "I feel like I'm the best person here," and this was a while ago. You've fallen since then, but the fact that you can say that and not have everyone angry at you for saying it, because there's just the likability that you bring to everything, you know, and you were right, like. You?
I don't know. Probably, maybe.
I always marvel at the shows you do by yourself. And, you know, that takes a special talent.
That's not easy.
Thanks, guys. That's nice. Yeah.
Anyway, I love you. I'm going to miss you. I hope we do more than group chat in the future.
Yeah.
But if it's just that, okay. I'll find a way to still listen to you somehow, I suppose. Gaskins, what was it?
Can we get Gaskins back just for a few minutes? Is there something we missed there?
Oh, man. That's really nice, Mark. Thanks, everybody. Seriously. Yeah. It's been great. Let's take a break.
Okay.
It's Tom's time now.
All right.
Right? Yep. Let's say goodbye to Tom. Tom Stevens, ladies and gentlemen, 10 years, right, at the Ticket.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So he'll have a send off for the next 3 hours as well, and he deserves it too. But Happer, Schaefer, we're out.
We're out.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.